the social phenomenon is here to stay. Certain companies may be flashes in the pan. We've seen that with a couple of companies that have had an enormous cycle of hype and then fallen off again. But the social phenomenon of people being connected through technology, I think, is really here to stay. And that creates a large market opportunity to go after.
This is podtech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones. Today on Marketing Voices, my guest is Sharon Weinbar, who's Managing Director of BA Venture Partners. And BA Venture Partners is a top-tier venture capital firm based in Silicon Valley. So Sharon is very well-respected and well-known for her investments in the social media space. And we're going to be talking a lot about what she thinks and what she hears about the social media market and what's hot and what's not. And this is really important for marketers to know because they must pay attention to what's happening in the market today as well as in the future. So Sharon, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thanks, Jennifer.
So let's just start right in and give me some idea about what you think is great about social media today from an investor standpoint.
So what's great about it from an investor standpoint is people are actually using it. You know, there are so many investments that VCs make in products and technologies that we and the entrepreneurs are really excited about the prospects to create a new market and for people to use something. But, you know, most of those don't come to fruition. What contrasts that with the social media space, where you have this whole grassroots adoption, you know, primarily by what, you know, some people call the IM generation or Generation Y. But it's moving very broadly across all connected users. People are connecting with other people through new technologies, and that creates an opportunity to invest in companies that take advantage of that social phenomenon. And I think the social phenomenon is here to stay. Certain companies may be flashes in the pan. We've seen that with a couple of companies that have had an enormous cycle of hype and then fallen off again, But the social phenomenon of people being connected through technology, I think, is really here to stay. And that creates a large market opportunity to go after.
So give me an idea of the social phenomenon. And I'm not just setting you up here because I know you've invested in a lot of companies in this space. But give me some sense of what you're looking at when you talk about it that way.
Well, sure. So there's a lot of things. But, you know, this week is actually a very interesting week to talk about it because it's been in the news pretty broadly that MySpace has more page views than Yahoo. So here's what's essentially a new company, right? This is definitely a second-generation web company. I won't call it Web 2.0, but, you know, a new website that's sprung up, and because of its ability to connect lots of people, has just taken an enormous market share in terms of people's time and people's mind share and literally page views on the web, to the point where there are more page views on MySpace than on Yahoo. While Yahoo is continuing to grow at a very nice clip, too, so it's not exactly, you know, I'm not comparing it to some fallen angel, but you have an enormous quantity of people using MySpace and using it very intensely. So because they actually have a smaller number of unique visitors, but the visitors who come there tend to spend a lot of time on the site and view a lot of pages. So that's just one example of, you know, of a very, very rapid adoption of something. But when you kind of zoom out and look, what is social media and where are some of the areas that are growing and where I think there's opportunity for investment and VCs are looking at, you know, there are at least a handful of kind of very different things that are all around the use of social media. So some of them are very broadly horizontal. Let's just connect people. That was actually what Friendster was all about to start with. And Friendster, both by virtue of not having very much utility and having some technological problems, actually lost most of their user base. And there are a couple of other big social networks that are kind of like that, sort of don't have a real specific purpose, but they might have a pool of people who are interested in them. You know, you look at Orkut, which is Google social networking site. or High Five or Zanga or something like that. They're not very focused on a specific application or vertical. Some of the other things that I think that are probably have a better chance of longevity, I'll go over a couple different categories. One of them is social networking around vertical areas of interest. I mean, MySpace is a great example. It's nominally all about music, although it turns out to be very intensely around the teenage demographic. Another, mother of all deals with a vertical area of interest is the Facebook, of course. So this is all about connecting students at university. But there are other vertical areas of interest where people are building sites. So either around some thing that people have a passionate interest in, cars, watches. There are vertical areas of interest that organize people, kinds of people like moms. This is an area, there's a couple of new investments that have happened in that space, and also long-time websites, right? The Palo Alto Moms Group, or that started out as a email newsletter, that have morphed into social networking kinds of sites.
So let me interrupt a second. So you are a marketer. I know your background is heavy in marketing, even though you've been an investor for a long time. How do you look at social media and why you think marketers should care about social media?
I think marketers should care about social media because that's where their audience is. And there's all different kinds of social media. I was just talking about one category. I actually have here in my notes, kind of three or four other ones that I could talk to you about. But the real need for marketers to care about social media is especially if you're trying to reach young people, that's where your people are. I just heard a statistic. I'm going to misquote it because I actually heard it in a conference and didn't see it in writing. But that something... So for the young generation, right, so kind of 18 to 24, that people in that demographic, something like 62, this is what I remember, but again, I might be mangling it, 62% of all their page views are page views of media that was created either by them or someone they personally know. So they're looking at their MySpace pages, they're IMing, they're lightly emailing, they're mostly IMing, they're that doesn't even include, because that's just web statistic, it doesn't include all the time they spend texting, sending SMS messages, translated for middle-aged people. That demographic is spending time in their little bubble of self-created media, right? They're not sitting in front of a TV watching broadcast something, that generation barfs on the idea of appointment TV, and they're not also spending time looking at, mass market, broadcast, for lack of a better word, internet sites. They're in their world of people they know creating social media. So there's a huge challenge of how do you market to somebody that's in that closed community.
Well, it's all about losing control over the message and really getting out there and saying, I'm okay with this transparency and I'm okay with this openness. And I find, too, that people are really worried that are sort of not the 20-year-olds. They're really worried about losing control of that. So, again, how do you, as you work with your companies, how do you encourage them to actually feel comfortable with the loss of control?
Partly you have to say you trust your customers. I mean, if you think poorly of your customers, you probably don't have a business to build anyway. And then partly it's trying to figure out how do you harness all that energy? You've got if your customer base has got all this energy to express themselves and also talk about products, how do you harness that energy? And is it doing, I'll give you an example of a company that I looked at investing in and didn't, but they did just recently receive a new round of financing, which is called Oddcast, and it's a web avatar company. Okay, so there has been a craze for avatar companies in the venture community in the past quarter. I think probably about a half a dozen companies have been financed, a quarter to 6 months, right? So everybody has their avatar deal. And one of the things I liked about Oddcast was they actually have, as a lot of their customers, large consumer marketing companies, but they use Oddcast to enable their customers to do self-expression and, as a side effect, market their brands. So one of their ad campaigns that they enabled was this thing called Monk Email. It was actually just written up in the Wall Street Journal last week. It is really cute. I played with it a lot. They let people customize the monkey and, you know, sing along with something and send it to your friends, right? And they did the same kind of thing for Cheerios, only it was Cheerioki. So it was karaoke using their little avatars, and you could sing your own song and, you know, dial into an 800 number or speak into your web microphone, your computer microphone, record a song, customize your avatar, and send it to all your friends to market Cheerios. So there are ways to harness people's need for self-expression to communicate your marketing message. So, you know, that's just one kind of, you know, that's an example of applicable to, you know, broad consumer brands. But lots of other kinds of businesses, this kind of stuff is applicable, whether you're actually, you know, encouraging people to talk about your product in their spaces, if you will, on their blogs, in their self-expression, or you're using some kind of technology to monitor and measure what's going on and what's being said about you in a more passive. You can also do it in a more passive form as opposed to an active form. But it's definitely happening, and you can't turn your back on it.
So in summary of all of this, these are companies that you think are pretty cool. But what if you have to sort of pinpoint three or four companies other than ones you've mentioned? Who do you really respect in the social market space today?
There's a lot of companies to respect because they've gained enormous usage and, you know, rabidly passionate users, right? The MySpace and Facebook kinds of companies. I actually think, you know, what I would be looking for is either companies that are more focused on a even more specific vertical, and maybe a vertical that's, or vertical or demographic group that's under-penetrated but ripe for penetration. I mean, one company, you know, that I'm invested in is Merchant Circle, which is an advertising platform for small merchants, local businesses, but uses social networking techniques to help merchants connect with each other. But then also that has a good side effect benefit for my company. So that's one example of taking what we've learned from MySpace and Friendster and applying it in a completely different space, you know, little businesses on Main Street in Middle America. Another part of the, you know, part of the world that's actually very heavily adopting social media, and people don't realize it because we're often dismissed, is middle-aged moms. That's the demographic that is the predominant user of casual games on the web, right? And so, you know, if you go to Pogo.com, AOL games, Yahoo games, it's mostly middle-aged women playing those games, and there's a whole crop of other smaller companies, in some cases not so small, but private companies that have, you know, intensely passionate customers spending literally hours a day interacting with their site and more importantly, interacting with each other on the site and forming a community. So that's an area that I've personally spent a lot of time looking at. I haven't made an investment there. They're such good businesses that they don't need very much venture capital. So it's a little bit ironic. Most of the deals I want to be in don't need me. So,
except that you are one, and is your point is your target audience of exactly who they're going after. But the fact is, you know, you aren't needed in terms of your dollars.
Right. So another area that I'm interested in and I think is ripe for investing in is, so this is, this is more what's good for me as opposed to what's good for marketers out there in your network is, but I think it will be important for marketers, is these kinds of social networking strategies morphed onto mobile. Because, again, for the youth demographic, those people are spending a lot more time with staring into their cell phone screens than staring into their computer or laptop screens, right? And there are some really cool companies that are enabling different forms of self-expression and personal connections on their phones. I mean, there's actually one really cool company that does, you know, avatars for mobile and lets you do things like, you know, send a voicemail when you leave a voicemail for somebody, actually the voicemail is a little animated video of you or whatever kind of talking head
How
you choose.
Cool.
It could be, I can just see that my daughter would be so excited to send a little voicemail to her friend that's actually, the dog, saying, "Hey, Madison, can you come out? Are you going to come? Do you want to come take Viva for a walk with me?" So that kind of stuff, I think, is very cool. And when you look at the rapid adoption of other forms of new media on cell phones, so I'm on the board of Glue Mobile, which is the second largest mobile games company after Electronic Arts, just skyrocketing adoption of that kind of stuff. You look at TV on handsets and Mobi TV, which is not one of our portfolio companies, but is a really admirable company in terms of the number of users, every day experiencing live television on their handset today versus a year ago. It's incredible. So people want to do this, and this is one of the things that marketing professionals, right, because we tend to, look, I'm 44 years old. It's a huge mistake to look at a phone and go, why would anyone ever want to watch TV on their phone? And, we cannot use ourselves as a test bed for whether this marketing vehicle is going to be effective or not, because people who, people were saying that, our generation was also saying that 10 years ago, why would anyone want to look at their computer screen? Doesn't everybody want to watch TV, right? Now, now, of course, the computer screen is eroding, hours and hours of folks' time per week, and TV viewership is going down. And now the phone is coming up. And so you just can't say, why would anybody do that? Because actually, QED, people are doing it, and you'll completely miss the boat if you're not paying attention to that.
Yeah, well, Sharon, this has been an awesome interview. I must say thank you very much. And again, this has been Sharon Weinbar, who's Managing Director of BA Venture Partners, which is a top-tier Silicon Valley-based venture capital firm. So again, Sharon, thank you.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Can I give people our web address so you can find us?
Yes, definitely.
www.baventurepartners.com. Find us on the web, and our website explains what kind of deals we're interested in, and also we'll connect you with all the partners here.
Very good. And so thank you to all the listeners as well. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.